From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. One of the pioneers of chaos theory has died. Edward Lorenz was famous for the butterfly effect. That's the idea that an insect flapping its wings in one place could lead to a tornado a continent away. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports that Lorenz's work helped challenge the comfortable notion that the world is an orderly and predictable place.
Edward Lorenz was a meteorologist, and back in the 1960s, he was trying to understand how the atmosphere worked using one of the first computers. You know, those magic calculating machines that don't make mistakes. So he was surprised when he ran his simulation once, ran it again, and got a different answer. Carrie Emanuel is one of Lorenz's former students and heard him tell this story in class.
He naturally assumed something was wrong with the machine and called in the technicians, and they came and said, no, this machine seems to be working fine.
Lorenz realized that the second time he ran the program, he had started it off slightly differently, but only very slightly. Instead of feeding it, say, 0.5068, he rounded that off to 0.507.
Which, under most calculations, you just can't notice. You know, it's a 0.1% rounding error. But he finally realized that it was that tiny little error that had, in the subsequent calculation, amplified to completely change the result.
Emanuel says, as a student, this story was a revelation. He'd been raised to think of the world as basically predictable, that weather forecasts would get more and more precise. This finding meant there were limits. You're just not going to be able to predict the weather 2 weeks in advance.
And I even remember in the 70s arguing with my fellow students, and even in one or two cases with physics professors at MIT, and they really fought it back then. They didn't believe it. They didn't sound reasonable or right.
You can trace the roots of chaos theory to the last century, but Lorenz had found a concrete example that was hard to ignore. He wrote a paper titled, "Does the flap of a butterfly's wings in Brazil set off a tornado in Texas?" Well, can it? We called another one of Lorenz's students, Isaac Held, a scientist at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration.
The butterfly has to be big enough, I think.
How big?
I would say meters.
He says the butterfly effect does show up in the huge supercomputer models now used to forecast the weather. All you have to do is tweak the temperature at one spot on Earth by a fraction of a degree.
Then a month later, the weather will be very different throughout the whole world.
Scientists have used chaos theory to try to understand the stock market and animal populations. Non-scientists thought it was cool, too. In the movie Jurassic Park, chaos theory is the reason for why the dinosaurs take over. And a Japanese composer wrote a symphony inspired by Lorenz's work. Carrie Emanuel, who worked with him at MIT, found the idea of limited predictability liberating. Without it, he says, the universe just looks like a big machine with little room for free will.
You're just a cog in a clock. That's a very depressing notion.
Emanuel went on long hikes with Lorenz, often scrambling to keep up. He says Lorenz didn't talk much about the philosophical consequences of his work, but he did write in one of his books that we should believe in free will.
He said, if I'm right, I'm right. If I'm wrong, I never chose in the first place. It's a very clever, you know, typical Lorenzian logical construction.
Edward Lorenz was 90 years old. David Kestenbaum, NPR News.